Welcome to the Healthy Life podcast that doesn't hold back. We discuss all subjects from wellness, healthy eating, and fitness. Welcome to Healthy Life.
Hello, everyone. We are back at the Login Lounge in Camberley, and today I have the wonderful Emily with me. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So Emily is a wonderful PT and she is based at a couple of gyms. Which gyms are you based at, Emily?
So I am based at Jets in Farnborough and also Physique Architect Gyms in Fleet.
And do you do similar things at both for your people that you, obviously you teach some classes as well as doing your own PT thing for yourself, but can you tell us what you, what are you offering at both gyms?
Do similar things at both. Obviously my base originally started with Jets, so I PT there and I also teach dance fit classes. It's just a bit of cardio to get people moving and ending on a nice stretch
as well. Is that the one you sometimes have the glow sticks on occasionally?
Yes, so it turns so cool. To clubber size once a month, just for a bit of fun.
I need to get on that.
But yeah, so, and then PT, and then offering online stuff, which is obviously works a bit separate. But yeah, based out of both.
So your online stuff, I have had the pleasure of actually doing a couple of your online things, which have been very helpful and installed some good things in my brain permanently, which I have to say. So currently at the moment you're doing a photo shoot course for some people, and then at Christmas you offer sometimes a 13-week Christmas challenge. But so we don't confuse people, it's not always about losing weight. But you obviously, if you want to lose weight, that's great too. But what is your main focus on these a lot of the time?
So it's mainly focus. I push a lot of my team with confidence and adhering to what their goals are. And it can be so individual. The package I have at the moment is a photo shoot package. So at the end, we do a group photo shoot. It's with me as well, joining in. And it's just to make them feel good, no matter, it's not necessarily to get super duper shredded or restrict or anything like that. Instead, it's just about pushing to what they want to do and feel their best at the end of it, and just having fun as well. Yeah. So, and something that's a bit different because not many people, it's quite scary at first glance. Yeah. So many people oh, I could never do that. It's where I first started in my own journey as well. I said to my coach at the time, I said, let's do it.
Yeah.
And it pushed me in whole new levels of mindset, of understanding a bit more about nutrition, about fitness and everything.
It's taking that with you, isn't it? Getting that mindset. I mean, you can have these treats. It's just, balance and
and it's understanding the balance as well, independent on your goals. So if you really want to push for something, and we have those times or short periods of times where we just have to be a little bit more head on, and we can just peel back some things that we don't necessarily need at that time. Instead, when you've got a bit of relax and you can have those lovely things, and we can't always, a lot of people have the I want to diet all year round. Instead, no one wants to do that.
it's not realistic to maintain. One of the things that was, I don't know if you probably agree with this, obviously there's certain goals, and we're going to get on to something that your goal at the moment with a particular training that you're doing, which to an extent does cause some certain restrictions for a good reason, but we'll get onto that. But whenever someone said to me, I'm going to try and lose weight, one of the things that was installed in me in a good way is, could you manage this long term?
Yeah.
Certain habits.
Yes.
If you can't, then you may find you're going to crash if you're not careful.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, have that all or nothing mindset, and, diet culture previously has been an absolute dampener on so many people, and there's so many things that are instilled in people that food is bad, or food is food. We all know what's more nutritious and what isn't. Instead, it's about how can we make the best food to fuel us for our day? How can we make the food ensure our digestive system's functioning?
Put a bit more veg on that plate, people.
Yeah, and just being stress-free and water, and it's all well and good people being I'll have a high protein diet, but unless you understand why we need a high protein diet, it's useless, because people are it's just because I'm going to diet. So instead, it's just giving the tools to people to understand that, I find. So it's all about everything.
And one thing I noticed when I've done some courses with you, if I've said to you, Emily, this is something that I'm struggling with, can you help me? I'm not necessarily great with knowing the great options to swap something for. you went, not only did you know it, but you also did extra research to send me that information. You show that you really care about your clients.
Yeah.
Not just a, well, you can have this, you can have that, it's fine. You sent me a massive amount of information and you were like, give me a moment, not just a moment, but you know, you went off and you knew the stuff. But as I say, you went into it further.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's giving more to my team as much as possible, because if someone's confused about something, or, you know, I want to give them, again, as much confidence so that later on down the line, or when that occurs again, they can make their own decision and understand it as well. Rather than me going, yeah, this, just crack on with this.
Yeah.
You know, actually, instead, how, why?
And as well as, obviously, you're doing the photo shoot one at the minute, and you offer a few, you have a constant options for people to just jump in and say, Emily, can you help me out? Can I join you?
Yeah. So obviously I have my normal one-to-one PT, have classes that people can do. I also offer, just, some people don't necessarily need loads of accountability, but they just need a focus. So offer workout programs as well, so people can just crack on, know what they've got to do, get it done, and that box is ticked.
And sometimes just an online option. Emily, I haven't got time, you know, I can go off and do my own thing, but our schedules conflict. Can I just have something where I can check in with you online?
Yeah. So, and it's just, again, people, we thrive off accountability, don't we? You know,
when
we're sort of left in the lurch, it's confusing. We don't have anything to go by. And it's just having that someone to be like, this is my week, this is what I'm doing, how can I make myself better? How can I improve it? You know, just to feel a bit, little bit better, this is what my goals are, etc.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter who you are, even yourself as a PT right now, you have a goal for some shows that are coming up.
Yeah.
So you have someone behind you, giving you that nudge.
Yes.
You know, and PTs, I wouldn't, need it too.
Yeah, every coach needs a coach, and I wouldn't understand and I wouldn't be in the same position I am for my coaching abilities without having first getting a coach. And it sort of led me to where I am at Jets and how I know the people I do and the community that I have within my team. And I'm always so grateful for that. But yeah, so always striving with my team. I'm alongside with them with all of their goals as
Absolutely. And it's great, because then it's very inspirational. Following you on Instagram, you post daily, you know, things showing what you're doing and also how things are going with your team, and even food tips. There's a lot of recipes that I use. I go onto Emily's Instagram and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna use that recipe, oh, that looks really tasty, let's use that.
And it's just given some inspiration as well, and I find that, you know, I'm working obviously towards my bodybuilding show in July. Like, I've got specific goals that I'm working towards. I have to tick daily
How's
boxes.
That going? Because you're about halfway at the minute. And what's been the process on that for you?
So, yeah, it's good. So I'm in a 22-week prep for my first show, which is in the 16th of July at Camberley Theatre.
Exciting!
But, yeah, so there's a lot to go by. And it's not necessarily about dropping my calories really low. You know, I still need to fuel myself. I check in with my coach. It's just by it just improving that and more output rather than, and just tweaking that more and more each week. And as it gets closer, obviously there are certain things that are completely out of the question at the moment, but I know that, you know,
and it's not always a dramatic tweak, isn't it? So something's right, well, things are going well, this, keep this for another week, or just slightly do this. But it's not like you're suddenly being told, right, change this, change that, and it's like, whoa, all that in one.
Yeah,
it's a manageable
lot, and it can be overwhelming when you look at what I do necessarily now. But like this week, my coach, the only thing he changed was to add 500 more steps on per day. So I'm now at 13k per day steps, but actually the change from last week was so minimal.
Yeah,
just because it's just giving that expenditure a little bit more. So yeah, it's super exciting, and obviously I've grown up performing, so it's getting on a stage, but a very different one.
Emily has a massive dance background and has performed with Starbright, is that the
Starburst
one? Starburst, that's it. In Fleet, what's the place called?
The Harlington Centre.
The Harlington Centre.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of seeing the show last year, and it was good. So good.
Yeah, and I've loved doing that, and it's a shame, obviously, doesn't quite work within sort of bodybuilding, like I can't do it currently, but it's not going anywhere. And they're fabulous, and I've grown up, I did dance professionally at college and university, and that's what made me fall in love with the gym in the first place. You know, I wanted to feel stronger, I didn't want to feel weak or tired or anything like that. And then obviously now
with
the
stage show coming up, it's probably helping with the stage confidence.
Yeah, so I'm very, very excited. It's just going to be very different. I'm so used to working with other people and being on a stage full of like a whole massive company.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I'm only really representing myself and my coach, obviously, but, you know, I'm only showcasing me. That's why I'm there. So it's going to be very, very different, but I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be a good challenge as well. And just to enjoy it, really.
I can't wait to see it.
Getting all glammed up.
Yes, and tangoed.
Yeah, yeah, and very, very tangoed. So much tan.
I've been seeing you practicing those heels. Yeah. You can walk better than me in heels.
trying. It's when you have to, like, my posing coach, she said, add a little bit of flair onto it. And I was like, well, this is going to take a bit of getting used to.
Oh, you can do it with the theatre background. You can do it with that dance background. You've got it.
No, but so much fun. And it's good. It's a good challenge. And, yeah, the countdown's on. But how I'm already halfway is just beyond me.
I'm really excited to carry on.
I appreciate everyone following my journey, and, you know, every message, even my team, like how it all just, like, everyone's just amazing, and it's so nice. You never really know who's watching your journey, so it's always nice.
And the other thing I like is a lot of people, when they have certain setbacks, like if you're not well, it can knock you down for more than just that period of being ill. It can knock you down for a week or longer. You jump straight back up as soon as you can. You are so itching to get back in there.
Yeah.
Sadly, COVID has hit you a few times.
Yeah,
and you've had to pull back. But then when you've gone back in there.
Yeah, and it's just managing with what you can. My coach is very much like, until you can give 100% in the gym, you're resting. So the second I could do some movement, I could still do my steps, but, you know, getting back into some cardio. And it's just, you know, wanting to be the best I am in July. But yeah, he's like, unless you're going to give 100%, you stay at home. So he's very strict on that, because unless you can give 100%, he's not interested.
Yeah, no, brilliant.
Which is great. But yeah, it's, and that, you know, that's why I give so much passion to my team. You know, I work really hard and push myself, so I know I can give them the same tools.
Yeah.
You know, different outcomes, different goals, but, you know, the same principle still lies.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, you can follow Emily on Instagram. And are you on Facebook as well? I can't remember.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram.
Facebook, Instagram. Instagram is like the go-to for lots of story updates.
Yes.
And amazing reels.
Every
and
day.
Even some recipes in there. But and also you have your webpage. Can you? So it's www.m-powerfitnesspt.com. And for those of you watching this on YouTube, we will make sure we put the links underneath for you.
And the links are in my bio and stuff on Instagram.
Yes.
They're on Facebook. It's all plastered everywhere.
It's all there. It's all there. So hopefully you get in touch.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for
coming
in. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening. And if you'd like to join the Healthy Life family, please subscribe and like our podcasts. You can find us on Apple Podcast and Podbean. And remember to subscribe to stay fully up to date. So look out for our next podcast and do check our new website, buzzpodcasts.co.uk.